need one more. I just 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 need one more. You don't pick up from where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet, cause I'm just trying to get a quick check, then rest. Lights, camera. It's all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your host, Son of the Waves, and this is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you may be watching. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Please tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. We have a great, great, great episode lined up today because I have the wonderful, beautiful, amazing Nails and Bree in studio. How are you doing today, Miss Bree?
I'm good. What's up with you?
What's going on? Glad to have you here. I'm so glad you could take some time out your busy schedule to be here. We plotted this for a minute. Last time I pulled up on her, she blessed me. You feel me? Blessed me with the manicure. We might have to,
you know,
take hygiene, health as well. If y'all seen March campaign, but we doing it live here this summertime. And we got a great episode lined up for y'all. Some good topics that I want to throw at Bree, see her perspective. We're going to roll out this new rapid wave questions. You know, I got a couple little questions I want to hit you with very quickly, very swiftly. See how you react. And then we're going to definitely get into the brand that you are. We're not going to touch too much on the sports. So, like I said, we go curve off of that today. But I'm excited. Thank you again. How's your day been so far today?
It's pretty good. It's a good day. I'm at the What's the Way podcast.
Come on.
It's a beautiful day in Vallejo.
It is.
It's a good one.
Thank you. It's so a glad. Good one. Yes, it is. Come on. We're here. but come on. Let's get into it. Let's dive into it. I've been doing my monthly campaigns this whole year. As I mentioned before the show, the January was multi-talented. February, I'm proud of my skin, so it's about Black History Month. Mm-hmm. March was Health as Wealth, and so on and so forth. May, we just did Making Waves, Making an Impact. June, Super June. I'm a big superhero fan, superhero nerd. So I want to know, how do you feel there? You show the superhero in you, whether that's making an impact or making a difference in your household, in mm-hmm. your community, in your neighborhood, personally or with your brand. How do you show your superpower?
Okay, so actually I talk about this a lot, like having a superpower.
Yeah.
So my superpower, what I feel like recently, what I've discovered is my ability to actually inspire people who are around me.
Talk about
it. Yes, like I love creating like a positive, cool vibe.
Yes.
I love like speaking life into my friends and people who are close to me, or even if you're not close to me, I love to find that, what is that thing that somebody wants to do, or somebody... Yeah. Contemplates or whatever, you know, they just have it in their spirit at some point, and just telling them like it's okay to do that thing or to execute that thing. And I think that I speak to them in a way that doesn't sound like I'm just overhyping, like I'm bullshitting them. Like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm really
genuinely showing love,
genuinely telling you this because I can actually see it in you. I would say my superpower within my family lately is they just love laughing at me. Like, they just think I'm hella funny. I'm a joke.
Okay. I'm about to say, the family, I don't say clown, but I'm about to say not more of a joke, but just a family comedian.
Yes.
More the comedian.
Not the comedian, but they... Not that they pick on me, but they just have these times where they can really see the funny in me.
Okay,
and I think that just provides a little razzle-dazzle.
That's what's up. Come on now. That's needed. Always needed.
In my work life, my superpower is definitely just staying on it. I had to stay consistent. I had to adapt to hella shit. Like, really the what's the word for it? Adaptation queen.
Okay.
That's what I like to call myself. Like, I'm somebody that's, I'm gonna bounce back. Me and one of my homegirls, we were just talking about, like, you know, just life and how things can kind of just come at you unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And it's like, you either gonna sink or you gonna swim.
Facts.
And we was like, well, we're swimmers. Like, I will tell you right now, I'm a swimmer.
Fact. We're going to make it happen, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm going to make it happen. Like, those are my superpowers, is really being able to bounce back, stay in it, stay on it, no matter what I'm going through. And I do be going through shit.
Facts.
Sometimes.
Everybody does.
Yeah, everybody has their hard times, but it's all about how you bounce back. And I've learned that is a superpower.
It really is. With the homies, we always say you either born with a couple genes. One is the clutch gene. Not everybody has that. Two is that adaptation gene. You got to be able to, you know, me, I'm all about, I'm son of the waves. I move like water. I fit in any scenario. So that's what I believe as well. So
That's very, very real, but I'm so glad to hear that you're making a difference in multiple areas of your life, mm-hmm. because it is hard. Another thing, everybody hears me say on the podcast, we're in a game of spinning plates. Like you see those people with sticks and plates on them and mm-hmm. spinning them, and everybody got their own plate, and you have to do yeah. so yourself. So I'm glad you're able to hold yours up and keep them going. So yeah. that's what's up, man. Very super. We got a superwoman in the studio today. Glad to hear. Good to know for sure.
Yeah.
But you being a nail tech, mm-hmm. also with a nail show, Nails and Bree show, mm-hmm. right? Okay, that's another wonderful thing.
If on Instagram, Nails and Bree dot show.
Nails and Bree dot show. Go ahead and follow that for sure. I want to know a couple things about this space because I know a lot of people personally who do nails.
Mm-hmm.
How competitive is it? Is there a lot of love being shown in between different people and different women and different brands in that area? Nowadays, because I feel like a lot of brands have popped up, especially during the pandemic. I talk about mm-hmm. it. I'm one of those brands podcast started during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I see a lot of cosmetic brands and in the nail game, because mm-hmm. I'm about to say there's a lot of people in that field. How competitive is it, or is it more kind of teamwork love being shown in that area that you've experienced?
So I get the best of both worlds because mm-hmm. I work at a nail salon called Lux Nailscape in Fairfield.
Okay.
So that is definitely a team player type of, you know, salon.
Got you.
And I've worked in other salons too. And I feel like just personally, I'm a team player. Nice. Like
Hell
I'm
yeah.
a loyal team player. Like,
yeah.
You know, we all working towards one goal, and that's to get the job done professionally.
Facts.
And I am also, of course, I work independently and have my own studio.
Right, right.
So do I feel necessarily that there's a whole lot of competition? I mean, in business, there's always competition.
Facts.
When you're doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But do I feel like there's a whole bunch of malice? No.
Okay, that's
I do
good.
Not
that's
feel
good.
Like it's like that.
Okay. Outside looking in, you could see maybe how it could be painted that way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I could see how people would think that maybe.
Right.
Then this is just this is how I'm seeing it.
That's fine.
It.
No, yeah, talk your shit.
I don't feel like, I'm not a hater.
Right.
So I can only speak for me. But I don't feel as though I'm just competing against a whole bunch of nail techs or nail techs in the same area as me or anything like that. I just think that everybody does their own thing.
Yeah. And we all can eat.
Exactly. And they do it in a different way. Everybody has different art styles. Mm-hmm. And there's just different things about different artists that are going to attract a certain demographic to come to them. So whether you want to call it competition or not,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, people are going to go to who they want to.
And
go
even
to.
If it's healthy, a healthy competition, that's good to have. I mean, especially in a field like that where it's very, where it's very popular at the moment. So,
yeah. So if anything, it's more inspiring.
Yes.
Because, like,
exactly.
a lot of times in the nail industry, beauty industry, period, we have a lot of trends that happen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you know how to do the trend that's going on right now, and you probably follow people in your area or other people just all over the place that do nails, and you're seeing them do the trend, you might see a picture and go, oh, I think I want to do something like that. Or your client shows you another nail tech stuff, and they're like, can you do a spin of this or something like that? I think that it is, like you said, like a healthy competition.
Yes.
It's more inspiring. We kind of all feed off of each other.
That's good.
That's how I see it.
That's good. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. And like I said, that was just me being curious, very curious as an outside looking in. But now, like I said, I might be in the game getting my nails done, you know, faithfully. Shout out to my nail tech for sure. another thing, dealing with clients in the beauty game, kind of, how is that? How do you deal with a lot of BS? I see the post on social media about a lot of the hair clients and the women and the beauticians and all this other stuff saying, have your hair washed and done a certain way before you arrive and all these extra little fees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of in the world of nails, does that still apply? Is it as prominent or is it a little more chill, more laid back, or do you experience a lot of those same issues?
So when I first started out, I felt like I got a lot of more difficulties because like when you're first starting whatever you first starting and people are not familiar yet and you maybe don't have a social media platform at all yet or audience or anything that is familiar, people just ask you a lot ask you the same questions like a lot. So it's kind of like you have to think ahead of the client before they even can ask this question.
Okay.
Let me already answer it. Let me have the information available so that they don't even really have to ask me nothing.
Right,
they can just
right.
go straight through and get all of their questions answered. So I think that that for me was like one thing with clientele that was kind of difficult to
kind of like navigate
not,
at first.
It's like more navigation, not deal with, like, but it was just more so like, man, a lot of people ask me this question so much and I don't know if I'm answering it correctly. So it's also you have to build up your customer service and consumer service so that you make sure that that tone is right when you're talking to people, because not everybody knows that, you know, I'm a really cool, nice person.
Right.
Because they talk to me a lot through text. Or like a big thing that we deal with in the beauty industry, that the only remedy that anybody could do for loss prevention is the deposit. So if somebody does not show up for that appointment, then, you know, a lot of people in the service industry, we just keep the deposit and, you know, it's whatever. Right. Or if you cancel at a very late time or whatever, like less than 24 hours, mostly for most people, then we keep the deposit. You have to do a new one. Now, this didn't get really introduced until, I want to say maybe like 3-4 years ago. This is relatively new in the industry. And that people didn't really like that at first.
I mean, it makes sense. I can see the pushback that would definitely come from
it definitely
from
has some pushback, but it's the that's the way you have, you know, that's the only way to like compete against like loss prevention. That's the only way.
Wasting your time, resources, money, like that's a slot out your day that you reserve for somebody.
For somebody else, and then I probably can't get somebody right in, because if you are an independent nail tech, hair stylist, whoever you are, most likely you don't have people like that are able to just walk in.
Right, right.
So it's like, it's going to be hard for me to like get that filled. So I think that that was probably the most like, tedious things when dealing with clients. But for the most part, honestly, I attract a lot of cool, professional, just like respectful, funny, fun people. Good vibes.
The energy you put
chill.
Out.
Yes, the like they out. Really do come back. So, as far as like having a whole bunch of crazy ass clients, like
that's good.
I don't have too many. That's like good. I don't have too many stories, to be honest.
You being the cool person that you are, do you have any particular pet peeves though when it comes to clientele?
Pet peeves.
And like not nothing that like is, I mean, something that's just out of your control, you know, certain things you can prevent as a nail tech, like, hey, make sure you come correct, come with XYZ already prepared, but just certain pet peeves that maybe certain random people have that, like you said, it's kind of just random.
Pet peeve. I actually do be talking about them on social media.
It's okay. It's
So it's like, but I'll kind of joke about them because they're not that serious. Like, like my one video that I did make one reel was about people like tightening up their hands while I'm trying to do the service.
Yeah.
Or like almost looking at them while they're getting them. So their hands is like,
oh, so
this.
They keep like propping them
up.
Yes. Okay,
like
that makes
sense. They're really like, or very, very extremely tense. And it's like, man, I can't even do the nails. Right. Like you looking at your nails. And I need to be able to see your nails. So stuff like that is a pet peeve, because it's just like, oh my God, it's so hard to do nails when the person is so
I'm about to say, it just makes your job harder.
Yes, it's so hard to do them. Yeah. So that one, this is pet peeves for people or just pet peeves?
You go to people.
I've gotten so
I mean, you might have the constant catters, but like you said, the kind of deposit fee kind of prevent people from catting on you all the time. You know, people don't want to lose out on their money.
If somebody wants like every nail designed and I give them a price for it and they just act appalled, it's just kind of like, huh?
Pricing is a thing. I had a couple guests on who say with inflation, which is a real thing, like it's been hard for them even to have to introduce higher prices. Sometimes you understand you're going to get some pushback, but you know, you got your people who fuck with you, they're going to fuck with you.
It's not even that the price has gone up like that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you want every nail design. Like you
want
different.
Oh, so you just got to picky. You got to picky.
You want 10 designs. on these little canvases, you want extra long nails. Yeah. You want me to sit here and take out a good part of my day to do your nails, right, and I give you a price, and you just act like you can't believe it. Right. That is a pet peeve for me, because it's just like, you know, when you go anywhere and you ask for any extra stuff, like,
they charge you for it.
Food, don't McDonald's cost anything, like a damn almost a dollar for a slice of cheese?
Something, you feel me? Like real shit.
Craft cheese. Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like real shit. Every place that you go to, anywhere you go to, when you ask for that extra something,
it's called a specialty for a reason.
It's called a specialty, and they will add it right onto your bill. Right. So it's just like anything that you do. So it's just like, you know, I just want to be respected. I just don't want to, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing wrong with asking questions. I don't have a problem with that at all. It's just kind of like, it's just kind of disrespectful when somebody gives you a price for something that is excessive, mm-hmm, and you just kind of act like you can't believe that.
Oh my gosh, you're acting crazy. Yeah. Like, you're not, come on. We matching the same energy, yeah, right now.
You,
so.
It's just like, don't act like you sent me a picture of some nails with just one color on it.
Right.
You know what I'm yeah, saying? Right. Like, you know, so that, it's just that.
That makes those, sense.
I think that's like my biggest pet peeve. Other than that, damn, when I'm about to be done doing the nails and some lint is in the polish, that just fucking
I would have never thought that makes sense.
This is me off, okay, so bad, okay, because it's like I'm almost done and I just see some lint and I gotta try to get it out of the polish or something like that. Yeah. That's the biggest.
It just, like you said, just ruin the masterpiece at this point.
It don't ruin it, but it take extra time to get it out. Gotcha. And it's just like, you know, I'm almost done.
Right.
Like,
Don't do that. That's hella funny. No, that's valid though. See, like I said, just the little things. Sometimes they add up. Sometimes they really add up for sure. So that's hella funny. Now being a small business, mm-hmm, a small brand now, speak to kind of marketing yourself, being a nail tech. I'm glad it's a healthy competition in this area, maybe collabing with other people, working with different brands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. How do you see yourself marketing and branding yourself just as a nail tech, even speaking to your show? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that's a very good way and a new platform that a lot of people don't have. Like, that was one beautiful thing I heard of when I was like, oh, she got a show? What? Come on, talk your shit. Come on. So how's that aspect?
So with marketing and branding, Nails and Brie, nailsandbrie.show. So with nailsandbrie.show, I'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. I have these very intimate conversations with my clients, and it kind of exposed me to like womanhood, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how women, a lot of us are all the same. A lot of us, even though we look different or have different walks of life or whatever, we go through a lot of the same stuff.
Makes sense.
So
yeah.
I was like, I think I want to put this like on YouTube or something like that.
For
people to see this and, you know, give people a way to like, you know, see themselves and just see something so natural, like just going to go get your nails done and the stuff that we talk about and go through. But there's lots of funny moments too.
Yeah. I could imagine the conversations that might arise.
Yes, we talk about some shit.
Facts.
And then it's like, you know, there's a lot of beginner nail techs out there too who watch these videos to get, you know, knowledge, like free knowledge. Like, you know, because sometimes with nails, there may be something that you don't really know how to do with a nail.
Right.
And you're just like, damn, why can't I get it? How it's, you know, how the professionals do it. And you just need to see that one little detail or find out that one product that you are missing. And so it's just like, I wanted to provide something like that and give back
some more perspective.
You need to see it
from a different light.
Exactly. So that the Nails and Brie dot show is for that. It's for beginner nail techs. It's for just people general to watch and enjoy. You know, get a vibe.
There's
Nails and Brie. I am just coming in, or not even coming into it, but really embracing like my art style. Sometimes when I do freestyles, I kind of just do things that I've just imagined up in my head.
Come on. Because you are an artist.
Yes.
You are an artist. Yes. No cap.
So I love to do that. So I market that, and I do just push it in my own way. I like to be funny with my content.
Nice.
I like to be entertaining. I like to be colorful. I do things that are not freestyles. I will do what a client requests. I'm pretty versatile in the things that I can do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like marketing Nails and Bree has been quite the journey.
Nice. I see you doing now, like I said, collabs with a podcast, Bree the Kai Eclipse, little stuff. Now you kind of networking and stuff. So
I'm definitely it's good to see the progression is there and just talking to people more. So another thing that has come up is Pro Clothing Supply.
Yes, get into it. I was going to mention it, but yeah, no, you brought it up. Yeah, please talk about it.
So Pro Clothing Supply, I want to just make people know that this is not my merch. Mm. So this is not a Nails and Bree merch. This is not Bree's merch. Mm. My goal is to provide beauty service providers mm-hmm. with clothing that they can wear while they are providing their services.
That's talk about it. That's an area you don't hear a lot. Like exactly, the people who are providing beauty need to feel and look a certain way while giving you that service.
Exactly. So the clothing, a lot of it is unisex because you know anybody can do some nails, mm-hmm. Whatever service that you're doing. Mm-hmm. My goal is to have different drops. The next drop will be for nail techs. I'm starting with nail techs.
Okay.
And then most likely that the next drop will be for lash techs. So that's coming.
Nice.
So far what we have is we have like a lot of nail tech gear right now. We have sweatshirts, we have t-shirts, crop tops.
Okay.
And you see me on Nails and Bree, that channel on Instagram. You'll see me with a lot of t-shirts or sweatshirts that say your favorite nail tech on them.
Yep, definitely.
I want people to use this as their work clothing, their uniform.
Nice.
So whether you are in a salon or whether you are in your own studio or whether you going to the grocery store real quick, you going to go get supplies real quick, the whole thing is to promote yourself, to stand out, to look professional, and to feel comfortable too.
Right.
Because as nail techs, beauty service providers, a lot of times, and this is actually a meme out there that says, I ain't going to the nail tech unless she look homeless. We really do. Dead.
I ain't heard that one. Okay, that's good. Yes,
we really do be looking homeless some days while we be doing our services. No lie, this is real.
Wild. I believe it. Like, put in that work.
Yes, because you know that you about to, and makeup artists too. One makeup artist personally told me that, you know, she gets a lot of her makeup dust all over her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are clothes.
Right.
And then, you know, as a nail tech, it's a dusty job as well. You know,
barbers out there.
We do have aprons and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what if you could just grab your t-shirt real quick that says your favorite nail tech, your favorite lash tech, your favorite hairstyles, whatever it says on it. You know, I will, like I said, have other drops so that, you know, the style of them will change. But my whole goal is just to, you know, grab that service provider that, you know, they worried about they look.
Right.
They want to look good while they're making
look
other
good.
People
when you look good. You feel good.
You definitely feel good, for sure.
That's major. No, so that's and I'm so glad you just opened that up because I was curious just to see what the main kind of mission behind the brand is. But that makes so much sense as far as a beauty provider. You want to look beautiful and feel good while you're providing that service.
And also in business, a lot of times we don't learn this, but you know, the client, the customer, when they see their service provider or wherever you're going, it just the aesthetic of somebody in uniform, it just changes the outlook on the experience. Really actually does. Like in business, there's a lot of different things. Just due to my studies of psychology in business, to gain clientele and to gain customers or whatever, consumer service, a lot of it has to do with what the aesthetic is.
Yes.
And what you're portraying through, you know, your look or your ambiance or whatever.
Legit.
So, you know, that's my thing is I saw a need. So I would like to, you know, to fill it.
Come on. That's real shit right there. I love it. Like you said, you saw a need, which is very necessary. Mm-hmm. And now you're providing something for the people to take advantage of. So let's get a shout out to Pro Clothing Supply because, you know, clothing supply for the pros out there.
For the pros.
For the professionals,
For the professionals.
Do your thing. Do your thing. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Random topic, random sort of news. Y'all know me. Twitter's my favorite social media app. And something I've been seeing all week is how us as black people have been talking to our pets. It was a freaking random video. Dude talking to squirrels as if they were his own, telling them to hydrate, feed them water and stuff. It was beautiful for one. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing thing. I wish like Dr. Doolittle was the actual thing. Yeah. But
my mama used to call me Dr. Doolittle.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Did. So perfect. So you must have a natural instinct to just communicate with animals. Do you have any pets?
I do. I have my baby son. His name is Boots.
Boots.
He's a little Chihuahua. He's a little old Chihuahua.
Okay. Okay. Now. And I see it a lot. I feel like, me personally, I only can speak for myself, I don't really talk. I have a puppy as well. He doesn't mm-hmm. live here. He stays with my mom. Shout out Phantom. Yeah. Definitely got to bring him on. He's a Chihuahua mix. But I don't. My mom is definitely to talk to him like a human type person. Mm-hmm. My mom does it way too much. My mom babies my puppy. Oh my gosh, it's way too much.
He's
really
a baby.
Babies him. Oh my! And now he's a lap dog and he's spoiled. Like I promise you, he's very very spoiled. Do you feel like that's a good thing? Do you think that is a very cultural thing that Black people do? Or what is your opinions on how we talk to our pets?
I mean, he is my baby son. That's like I said, like that's my son.
So
and I
crazy.
Be trying to tell my parents that that's their grandchild.
Yeah.
And they'll just be like, I don't have no grandkids.
Right. They be like, nah.
Yeah, we definitely do that. But I mean, I think that maybe it's a certain type of personality. Because, I mean, I don't think that it's just Black people. But Black people, we just got our own flavor on everything.
I was about to say, that's very true.
So, it's like, you know, we do everything differently anyway.
Okay, let me ask you this, just on the random pet topic, because I do believe this. Do you believe dogs have their own races?
Like races?
Like, you've seen a dog. That's like, that's a Black dog. I've seen a Mexican dog. I've seen a... Or Hispanic dog,
that's
excuse me.
Funny.
I've seen a white dog. You feel me? Like that dog is Caucasian. That dog is just, it's
oh
a pit bull,
God.
But it's, have you ever thought of something like that?
You know what?
Because my, like, for example, Phantom, he, like, I could tell he's Mexican born, raised
How
in a Black
know?
Household. I could just tell.
What is it?
Because it's like, he don't understand certain things, like as if he don't speak English, but he knows certain shit because he act like a nigga. Like, I don't know. He just act like a nigga.
Well, give me an example. How
like,
is he acting like a nigga?
He's a nigga Chihuahua, as in, like, he know better. He'll take his ass whooping, but he'll still get the love.
Okay.
You know, he'll take, because we
oh,
was saying,
you know what?
He'll take his ass whooping. He know it's coming.
Yeah.
He'll take it, but then he'd be like, all right, I know you're going to love me, so just love me.
No, okay, I know.
Some dogs will really hold grudges. He don't hold no grudge. Cause
my
you know, like,
dog
yeah.
is hella bad like that.
Yeah, he's spoiled.
It might be a Chihuahua thing. Like, my
true,
dog, like,
true.
I no longer spank him for anything because,
facts.
Like, you just gonna do what you wanna do. He one of them. Like, he probably
saying.
Like, you know how sometimes mixed kids is bad.
Yeah, real
like,
shit.
Some
real
kids,
shit.
They just bad as fuck. Like, so if I had to give my dog a race, I'd be like, oh, you a little bad mixed
yeah,
kid.
See,
like,
little
he
bad,
is
little mixed
bad
breed.
As fuck.
I'm
he
telling
will do
you.
What he want to do.
It's real.
And it's just, it's no way around it. He just is bad.
I just
bad.
Find that
so,
hella funny. Hella funny.
It might be a Chihuahua thing. Maybe Chihuahuas got their own they race. Maybe every dog is like they own
maybe,
type
see?
Of thing.
That's what I'd be
so,
thinking as well. So
maybe,
but I could talk about pets all freaking day.
For real?
All freaking day, yeah.
You must really like animals.
Yeah, I'm a nature boy at heart. Yeah, I
oh,
like camp.
Really?
I like camping.
Oh
yeah, I say yeah. You remember?
Yeah,
I said that. Me. I like camp. I like all of that stuff. So,
not camping.
No. we'll stick to it. The house pets. House pets for Bree. House pets for Bree only.
Yeah.
But moving along, a new kind of part of the podcast, kind of segment I wanted to introduce.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with June being superheroes, my favorite superhero, The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to introduce a rapid wave segment where I just hit you with a wave of questions pretty fast.
Okay.
I didn't preview with none of them because I just want your initial reaction just off the rip to see how they go.
Okay.
Number one, some are going to be either or, I should say. So just pick one or the other, and the other ones you're going to have to think and maybe make a list for. So
okay.
Number one off the rip, orange juice or apple juice?
Damn. Orange juice.
Okay. Okay. Got you. Okay. Grape jelly or strawberry?
Grape.
Shout out to the
Why
grape
you
squad.
Ask me that?
Shout out to the grape squad. No,
you
people want to know.
I was gonna say.
People want to know. I'm a grape person too. Okay. Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network?
Damn. Nickelodeon.
Okay, I fucks with it. Rank 1 to 3: Nicki, Beyonce, RiRi, musically.
Where's one? Is that
one
best?
Being the top? Yes. You grade 3 to 1, 1 to 3.
Beyonce 1, Nicki 2, Rihanna 3.
Hmm. Okay, interesting, interesting. Since we're talking about superheroes, Batman or Superman? Just personal preference.
Superman.
Yeah, Superman. Okay, I can live with that. I can live with that. What's your favorite flavor of Arizona? The iced teas, the dollar iced teas.
Damn. You taking me back. Come on now. I don't even drink those no more.
Facts. I'm about to say that's going to be a throw
you. Just probably like, I think there was like a peach tea one. There might have been a peach tea one. Or there was like a lemon.
They had the lemon tea. They had the raspberry. Like yeah, they had some stuff.
Not a raspberry one. No. I don't like raspberry.
Yeah, they had the lemon. I mean, I was a kiwi strawberry.
Kiwi strawberry.
Fruit punch.
I like kiwi strawberry Snapples.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
But yeah. Damn.
Yeah, they had a hell of flavors.
You
okay.
Took you back with that
got
one.
You, I got you. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
I'm going to say basketball, because when I was a little girl, I thought I was going to play basketball.
Where?
Sure. Yes, I had like a little basketball court when I was a little girl.
Hey,
like,
okay. That was going to be it.
I thought I was going to be in the WNBA.
I talk your shit. Okay, I can respect it. If you can control or be an element bender, earth, water, wind, fire, which one would you be able to bend?
It's earth, water, wind, and fire. Damn, I would bend. I think I would bend.
There's a lot you could do with all of them.
Yes,
so.
It really is. I think. What do we need? Maybe I would bend. That's hard.
No, that's a good one. Got her a little stump.
I want to say air, because like I could fly. I guess I would have so many ways that I would use all of them, but I got to pick one.
You got to just pick one. Can't be the Avatar. Can't do all four now. Just pick one.
I'd probably say air.
I'd probably be an earth bender, me personally. I don't know.
What
earth or water?
What can you do with earth, though?
I don't know. But, I mean, only reason. Okay, so I watch Legend of Korra. I watch all the Avatar stuff like that. The earth benders. I'm just thinking, like, fighting, having fun with it. If I'm thinking for practical reasons, like you said, I'm going to think a lot deeper.
Yeah.
Earth benders, they end up bending metal. So they could end up metal bending.
Oh,
so that's pretty cool.
You can build.
Yeah, but like you said, the air benders, one of them end up flying.
Yeah.
You learn how to fly, so you could damn near fly.
I can do whatever I want.
The water benders, they end up blood bending.
Blood, for real,
like, see, so that's,
you know,
why little stuff
about
like that.
Water, because I just feel like, what if I really need water? Like, I'm just in desperate need. Like, I could just pull it from under the ground.
And then, the earthbender, another, he was bending lava too. That was crazy.
Oh, he's a lava bender. I would think that was a fire bender.
Yeah, right. But fire in fire benders, they did lightning for fire. They have like to bend lightning, so kind of crazy.
It wasn't no joke.
But air, yeah, right, yeah. That was wild. That was wild. And then last rapid fire question, or rapid wave question, excuse me, but not least, what's your rap name?
Damn, that's not rap. You know what's so funny? Okay, so when I was in high school, me and my cousin, she gave me a rap name. My rap name was Bree Mo Feeling. I don't know why she gave me that name. I don't remember why she did that, but that is actually my rap name.
Bree Mo Feeling.
If you had to say that, what is my rap name right now, it is Nails and Bree.
Nails and Bree, yes. That's how I figured it. Yeah, okay, Bree Mo Feeling. But
I can rap, though.
What?
I really can.
Talk, yo. Hey, like I said, we here for all multi-talentedness. I love it all. Maybe one day we can bring you back on. Kick a little freestyle.
You might get a freestyle.
Come on, talk.
You might get one.
Come on, we love it. Okay, but no, that's going to wrap it up for the Rapid Wave segment. Thank you so much for that. Real quick, we can throw it in there. Any music you've been listening to that you want the people to know about? Any new music, anything on your playlist been in your ear lately that you want to share with the people?
Lately, I've been really needing to focus. So I listen to a lot of Tems, like a lot of Afro beats.
Okay.
A lot of music that I listen to doesn't have any words.
Gotcha.
So a lot of
I'm a lo-fi.
Yeah,
like
lo-fi music.
Yeah.
Wherever I can find some good ones, that's what I've been listening to a lot. Like, I really haven't even been able to dive into like a lot of new music that's coming out. I'm way out the loop on shit.
Yeah. To wrap it up into really, really get into the brand, the wonderful enterprise that you're becoming to be, I need to know. Yes, yes. I need to know everything from start to finish. So bringing us back to the beginning of it all, to the origin. I need to start. Where did Nails and Breeze start from? Where did this first fire get gaslit at? Nah, you good.
I feel like I'm breathing hella hard.
It's okay.
Okay, can we do that one more time?
I got you. One more
Hold
time.
On, because my hair is kind of caught. Okay. Two.
Adjust yourself first.
Okay, one more time.
Are you going there? All right.
All right.
So, with Nails and Bree and the show still popping off, I want to bring it back to the start, to the beginning. So, I need every superhero has an origin story to how they got their superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
So, where did this whole infatuation with becoming a nail tech start?
Okay, so for me, it started maybe around 2021. Mm-hmm. I realized that I needed to make my dreams come true.
Come on now.
So, So a little bit before that, you know, America's Next Top Model was like popping. That was like, you know, reality TV shows were everywhere. Booming at that time. Facts. And it was like the number one thing. So I used to watch that show a lot. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be on the show. I wanted to be a model. I wanted to do that. So I started modeling in the Bay Area.
Okay. And
after some time went by, I realized the people in the back, those are the people that are getting paid. Mm-hmm. The people who are doing like the hair and makeup. So I was like, okay, something ain't adding up.
Right.
It takes a lot of time and like, it's just a lot that goes with actually being a paid model. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have the look for it, to be totally honest. So I was like, okay, I want to be in the back. Yeah. So I had to figure out, okay, how do I get to be a makeup artist or a hairstylist?
Right.
I know for sure I wanted to do hair. So I started shopping around for schools, cosmetology schools, and a lot of them were way out of my budget.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm only 2021. They're like 25K to start.
Jeez.
So and they were not going to offer me any financial aid. Facts. They were like, we going off of your parents' income. They make too much.
All that BS. All that good stuff.
All of that. So they were like, well, you can come back in a few years and then we can go off your income.
Right.
But I was just not willing to wait a few years to get started in my career. Mm. But now in hindsight, honestly, I probably would have waited on that.
Yeah,
because it just wasn't that long of a time, and you know, I wasn't gonna be that old.
Come on.
But whatever. Yeah. I said no, I'm not waiting. So I, you know, kind of didn't give up on the dream, but I was just like, well, I'm in a community college right now, so let me just focus on school right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was actually in school for communications, and I really like fell in love with communications. I loved
same.
It.
I'm a comm major. Shout out to the comm majors
out
there.
Yeah, it's actually a really good subject to learn.
Yeah. Facts.
So learned that, and then I took me and my mom to go get our nails done one day at a salon. Mm-hmm. And I realized how much money they made in like 1 hour. And I was like, whoa.
Hearing what it costs to get y'all nails done nowadays.
Woo. I was like, wow. I never have seen nobody make $50 in an hour. And what they did just wasn't that hard
at the time, exactly, when minimum wage like was still $8-$9 an hour, $10 an hour barely.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, I think that I can do that to start, and then I can build my way to actually doing the whole cosmetology thing. So I find a school. I start going to school for the nail program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't really learn a lot of, like, nail art. Mm-hmm. But you learn client protection.
Right.
And, like, a lot of stuff about the body. Mm-hmm. And virus and disease prevention.
Right.
So, I didn't really know what I was going to do after school.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, like, I'm a black girl. I'm going to get a license to do nails, which is kind of unheard of at this time.
Very true.
So I was just like, well, I'm going to figure this shit out.
Right. Let's get into it.
So as soon as I was able, which was really, really shortly after I got licensed, I was able to get into a hair salon.
Okay.
So I don't know. That just wasn't in my thoughts, but it happened.
Right.
So that's where I kind of first started to learn how to service clients that were coming just for me. So I had to market myself. So I started to learn about marketing, and I did take a business class while in college. So I kind of took from that. And, you know, I was doing it for hella, hella cheap at the time.
Yeah, I bet.
Because
yeah,
I was, like, basically practicing on these people.
Yeah, for real.
So, but I did get a lot of people. They responded to me, and they, and a lot, and I had, and I was the first black nail tech for a lot of people.
That's wild, yeah.
A lot of people would come in, they'd be like, I can't believe I'm having a black girl do my nails. Like,
that's
this
crazy.
Is, yeah.
That's, like, it was unheard of at the time.
It was unheard of, especially in this area. Mm-hmm. So, that situation just didn't work out. And then I ended up in my mom's garage. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I grew way more being in my mom's garage.
Hell yeah.
A lot of people came to see me there. And, you know, I just have to thank God for those people.
Real shit.
The garage was not cute. If anybody's seeing this from the garage days, like, damn, like.
It's love.
Yeah.
It's love.
You're a real one for supporting me days. So then, I ended up working in a salon all the way out in Fairfield, which I learned a lot of, like, design, professional product use, and different technique there. So I was able to take, and that salon was like a famous salon. So I was able to take a lot of that with me into my career. And then eventually I was able to get into Cosme Bar, which is actually an apprenticeship for cosmetology and barbering here in Vallejo.
So that's a Cosme Bar.
Yeah,
for sure.
So they had a location before on Solano Ave. And now they, I believe, may be off of Sonoma in Tennessee, like that area right over
there.
Okay,
yep, I got you.
So I learned a lot, and that is where I started to build my first set of, like, real reoccurring clients. I started to have people there every 2 weeks, and I learned a lot from the director there, who just pretty much took me under her wing. She mentored me a lot on customer service, consumer service, and stuff like that. A lot of the nail stuff she didn't really get into, but it was, I didn't really ask her to help me with that. I needed to understand how the business
I was about
works.
To say that business side, that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, so I learned a lot about that there, and then I was able to get my own suite over on Marin Street.
Hey.
And that is when my career turned professional.
Yeah.
That is when I will say that it turned from, like, beginner to, like, okay, you
this
a pro.
You do. Yeah, you're a pro.
Yeah,
now.
This is what you do. Yeah. Like, you got all your money on this. You got all, you betting on this.
A lot of your eggs is in that basket.
Yes, exactly. But it was a great experience.
Hell
that
yeah.
was amazing. I had a lot of cool clients. The vibe of Nails and Brie was set there.
That's major.
Because that was
major.
My own area.
Yeah.
There was nobody else over it, directing it or anything like that.
It really
so kind of
got branded there.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. It kind of got branded there. And that's where I was able to figure out the ins and out of, like, okay, so what do my clients like? What do they don't like?
Right.
My creativity. And a lot more people, I feel like, started to notice the shift in cosmetology period.
Yeah,
it started not to be so much like, oh, let me make sure I go to the nail salon. It was like, no, I want to have my own nail tech. I want to have
instead
my
of being
own
so corporate.
Exactly. Or not even corporate, because I wouldn't say that salons are corporate.
That's very true.
They are,
but even
more
kind of in the male game, like, we got our own barbers.
Mm-hmm.
Even if my barber moving shop, I'm going with my barber to that shop.
Yeah,
like, you feel me? It's a little different.
You know,
same thing with the nail tech. It's like,
yes,
I got my girl. She might work at this shop, but if she go to another one, I'm following her.
However, but it wasn't like that though. You kind of just went to the nail shop, and yes, you do want your person.
Right.
But if they ain't there that day or something, like, then you at the nail shop that day.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I'm making an appointment with you.
Yeah, with you personally.
With you personally, and I'm coming there to go get my
You've seen a lot of the beauty game shift like that.
Yeah, it completely shifted during that time, and I just have to say, like, I'm really proud that I was able to be a part of that.
Hell
like,
yeah.
That's history. That's literally history from one way of doing business to another, and I was able to experience how that happened.
Yeah. Well, during that process, I do want to ask two things, kind of a hiccup moment that you might have experienced in that transition that you were able to get through. Can you give me a hardship moment, a hiccup, one of those tough times that you had to overcome? And then how on the opposite end of the coin, a feel good moment, something that was very rewarding kind of through that process.
Origin.
Yeah, during that whole process of just even becoming Nails and Brie.
So, okay, so I had the studio where a lot of my clientele came from, so they'll know how this happened. So I was there, we was booked and busy, we was with each other all the time.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, and that...
COVID, you busy.
Yeah. For real. So COVID came around and separated us for a while. And that really isn't the hiccup. The hiccup is I lost that space.
Yes.
Hard
for any small business. Yeah. Your space is everything. Yeah. Your space is hard to come by.
It was. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like the rug was pulled from under me. Mm-hmm. It really did. It just felt like I wanted to give up, because it was just like, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this? I could just go get a job and I don't have to deal with this. But it was just like kind of heartbreaking. But I had other things going on personally as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the hiccup. But as time went on, I, like I said, am the adaptation queen.
Mm.
So when I lost my space, what I did was I hit the road. I went traveling to clients, and you know, I started to build clientele there, but that wasn't that consistent. I needed something more consistent. So I ended up getting my studio that I have now.
Hey.
And that just worked out perfectly and just kind of landed in my lap.
Mm.
So the hiccup was I lost my studio. I felt like I was losing everything at that time.
Right.
So the brighter day is this. When I got my studio, I started to work again and stuff. I was still going through a lot of personal things. Mm. But what happened was, it's something eventually I started to get better mentally and everything.
Mm.
I have this client. Her name is Taitlin.
Mm.
She asked me... Well, we were just talking about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And we started talking about, like, my business and where I wanted it to go and where I saw it going and stuff like that. And she is also somebody who, like, does weddings and stuff like that.
Okay,
like,
so,
she does a lot of decorating and stuff like that.
Okay.
So me and her were both in a transitional space at that same exact time.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Taitlin, like, you know, I just want a space that is beautiful. I want a space that is like, you know, she's somebody who loves like YouTube and stuff.
Hell yeah.
I was like, I want to put my show out more on YouTube and, you know, I
like
want to grow.
Attract that audience.
Yeah, I want to grow my audience. Like, and I need people around who can assist me in that, because it's just not something that I can just do by myself.
Facts.
She's just like, say less. And literally transformed my studio. So if you go on my page and just swipe down a little bit, you'll actually see the time lapse video of how we really did the whole thing.
That was a process.
Yes, Taitlin and her husband Vino, the Dompers.
Shout out to the Dompers. Come on.
Really just believed in me and they showed up and showed out. They did like a lot of just those like things that you just don't even know that has to be done during a remodel. They really took it so seriously and they believed in me and they just invested in me.
Come on. That's what we love to hear. Yes. It's a great feeling.
Yes. Also, my good friends at Good Company, y'all know them.
Yeah.
They definitely had part in it as well. Mm. But that was just my coming from having like such a loss to now.
Mm.
it just that feeling of people believing in me, that yes. people that really amazing. Wanted to genuinely help me get to the next level.
Yes, hell
and
yeah.
you know, that just made me feel like, okay, like I'm good, like people see it. That I'm serious.
You're doing this thing.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Doing it. Come on.
Exactly.
No, that's amazing. That's one of the best feelings in the world when people believe in you. I've experienced it firsthand, like Real Real Productions helped. I wouldn't be what I am without him, little stuff like that, people backing you and stuff. It's amazing. So
yeah,
it's a beautiful thing, beautiful feeling, honestly. And it makes you want to return that feeling and pay it forward, pay it back and pay it forward. So
for sure.
But now, since you have all this behind you and you are this steam train just moving along, going down the tracks, just, you know, with all this motion behind you, what's next? What can we expect as an audience, as a clientele, can expect from Nails and Bree?
So just on the Nails and Bree spectrum of nails, you're going to see me continue to be creative, continue to be funny, to entertain
yes,
y'all.
Always, always.
You know, continue to produce the best content that I can with nails to keep you entertained.
Come on now.
And to keep you happy. My clients, I want them to stare at those nails. That's my thing. I want you to walk around.
You had me hooked. When yes. I first got mine done, I was like, hey, guys, this is something. This is something. I'm telling you.
Yes,
telling you. I got my first compliment on my nails. I was like, oh snap, let me tell you my nail tech. Hold on.
No,
I got
for real.
You.
That's exactly how I want all my clients to feel. So you are going to continue to get that
yes.
for me.
Thank you. Thank you.
The nailsandbree.show on Instagram. What you're gonna see is more conversations with me and my clients, more education for beginner nail techs. Though that is my audience. Those are the ones I want to preach to is beginner nail techs, because you know, beginner nail techs, they all need just a little bit of help, and if I could be the
always.
One, then that's what I want to do.
So we here
Pro Clothing Supply on Instagram, proclothingsupply.com.
Clothing for the pros. Come on now.
We have free shipping. So head to our website. Right now we're on the first drop, which is the Nail Tech drop. So Nail Techs, get your clothing clothing wardrobe.
Stay comfy while you work out there.
Yes, and don't miss out on that free shipping. So that's what you have to look
Let's
for
go,
for me.
Man. Thank you so much, Bree. So much for coming in studio. Be sure everybody else, thank y'all for tuning in and watching this. Really, honestly, another wrap to a beautiful, beautiful episode. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your auntie. And if they do need a new nail tech, y'all know where to find her. Anywhere, anytime, please stay tuned in to What's the Wave. Thank y'all for watching today, and we'll see y'all next week. Hey, hey.
Peace.